If I said I was going to talk about a story where there are all these kids who are born on the same day and who have strange colour eyes and have curious telepathic abilities, you'd probably think of one thing immediately.
Them cuckoos! Terrifying!
Yeah, the Midwich Cuckoos or Village of the Damned as it was filmed.
Terrifying children!
But what I actually want to talk about is Freak Angels.
Also known as Lord of the Flies.
Freak Angels is a webcomic written by Warren Ellis, who I think is one of the underrated science fiction authors.
Is he technically underrated? I mean, Transmetropolitan is brilliant and well-regarded.
Okay, he's well-regarded in the comics field, but I don't think he's as well-regarded in the science fiction field.
He certainly should be if he's not.
In fact, after he did Planetary, where he revealed an astounding knowledge of popular culture, including Japanese monster films, the pulps, spy movies, westerns, films, and so forth, that he somehow managed to weave together into a coherent story. I think that and perhaps the Ministry of Space, which was based on a Dan Dare comic, but also managed to weave in social commentary, should make him better known in the science fiction fantasy field. Mm. Anyway, Freak Angels, he clearly says, is him saying, well, what would happen if the Midwich Cuckoos actually survived to be angst-written teenagers?
It's a terrifying concept.
And it's beautifully illustrated by Paul Duffield. The opening shot is one of the Houses of Westminster, the Parliament there, half submerged in the ocean. Clearly the barriers weren't working. King Canute barriers, as someone suggested they should be called. And we discover that in their teens, 12 of them brought on this catastrophe. This is now 3 years later when they figure out what they're doing. They're basically behaving like a street gang in Whitechapel, looking after some of the survivors, but they're trying not to draw attention to the fact they have these strange mental abilities. For fear of
good luck
things happening.
Having read the first half of the first book, I want to comment that they are completely failing to not draw attention to their special abilities.
Yes.
I've read about the first 12 pages, just two episodes worth or something, which is very interesting, and I would have to agree, just in that small amount, yes, they're not doing well at not drawing attention to themselves.
Okay, it's interesting that it comes out as a weekly web comic on Fridays, typically 6 pages. And occasionally, there's a break or an intermission because they're hard work drawing 6 pages and colouring them in and getting more. And they've been collected in volumes. I think they're up to about volume 5. And the first volume deals with a newcomer, and we discover more about the Freak Angels and the special abilities of the 11 remaining Freak Angels, because one of them has been sent off in exile, basically for the worst possible crime.
Terrifying thought, really.
The worst possible crime of taking over other people's bodies and minds and stuff like that. Mm. And of the remaining 11, one of them is showing tendencies as a very antisocial hoon to do something similar.
What about the one who's wearing tinfoil?
Yes, there's one of us wearing tinfoil, and he's a gardener. He's making sky gardens. The first one we meet, KK, who hates her real name, rides what she calls a bike, which seems to be a steam-driven helicopter. And they've also got someone who's a doctor and an engineer, and one who's clearly loony but is the police, we discover later on. For some reason, the neighbours all decide to invade them at once to try and take over what they have. So they decide that it's time to come out and actually, rather than just hide and survive, actually try and rebuild the world. And that's where the story takes off. And new people come in and a murder is committed in a particularly horrific way. So one of the Freak Angels has to solve the murder, possibly being committed by one of the others. So that's the setup. Ellis says he's very fond of the British disaster form, and he plays with it, and he does it very well indeed. It's a good read. It's interesting. You're not quite sure what's going to happen next. And the illustrations by Paul Duffield are glorious.